Kersey, God bless you.
Welcome to the
PA
Every
here,
New
Pastor
Jersey
Adam
Podcast.
Bird. So
Every
very
Nation
blessed that you spend your Sunday mornings
here
with us at Every Nation New Jersey.
Church,
and I just got
to
say, we are so blessed to have that incredible worship. So blessed. Kim Frias, so anointed. And man, she just takes me to church each and every Sunday. And listen, I'm excited. We have a special guest for you this morning to share the Word of God. I know you're going to be incredibly blessed. Before that we do that, I'd just like to take a moment to take up our tithe and an offering before I bring up our guest speaker here this morning. And if you have a Bible, you can go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And I need to just share just a brief story. Is this, I'm not sure how many of you have heard of Fleming Steakhouse. If you've not been there, shame on you. It's just an amazing steak place. I'm not even a red meat guy, and yet it's delicious. And so I remember my daughter was graduating from high school, and so she likes to go to a nice steak meal. And so I took my whole family out. And can I just say, it is not cheap at that place. Like everything, and I mean everything, is a la carte. And it's like, who knows? I mean, you got to pay for salt and pepper there. And so all these things. And in my head, being a man, I'm calculating the cost of all this stuff. And we let all the stops out. We had dessert. They have this thing called hot fudge lava cake. Have you ever had one of these? Glory to God in the highest when you bite into this thing and you dip into it and man, the fudge pours out, but that's neither here nor there. But now, even after all the dessert and all that, I knew the painful part of the meal was going to come, the check. And so I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, this is going to be a big one. And the waitress came and she sets down the bill before me and she says, sir, you don't have to pay for anything. The gentleman at the bar took care of your tab, tip and all. I'm like, I can't even tip. She's like, nope, he paid for it all. And I looked and it was a friend from our church. And I say all that to say this, like I was so overwhelmed with gratitude and I so wanted to do something to be a blessing to him because I was so blessed. And in light of the gospel that Jesus goes to the cross and he pays for all our sins, past, present and future, that should do something on the inside of you. And I believe Paul touches on it in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And he says this, that such gratitude should bubble up inside of us when it comes time to giving. He says this, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And just realizing what Christ has done for us, this moment is easy to give back to God as he's blessed us so much. And so, as always, there's three ways you can give. You can go to our website, encnj.org, and just hit the giving icon. Or you can give via PushPay. You just text the letters ENCNJ to the number 77977. Or if you prefer, you can mail in your tither and offering to 101 Gibraltar Drive right here in Morris Plains, New Jersey. And God bless you as you give. And now it's my deep, deep pleasure to introduce to you Sean Hopkins. Sean and his wife Tamara, they're elders here at our church at Every Nation, New Jersey. Sean and Tamara, they have two beautiful daughters that are soccer stars, and I hope to be their agent one day, Rachel and Juliet. And so, listen, just a little bit of background about Sean. I've been walking with Sean for a number of years now, and I just want to say I just have such profound respect and admiration for the man of God that he is, both as a professional, as a husband, as a father, and as a churchman. And so Sean, he actually helps run a nonprofit that we've been involved with called New City Kids. It works with at-risk youth in an after-school program. They train leaders, further the education, and as well train them in the arts. And so they're doing an unbelievable job. And I believe they're actually ending generational poverty by their ministry. And so I know you're going to love hearing from our very own Sean Hopkins. Enjoy the message.
Let's get started. So I am recording this during the week, but you're seeing it on Sunday. which means that at this point we had an election. My guess is that right now, half of America is very excited and optimistic and everything's coming up roses. And for half of America, there's probably a lot of sadness, anger, and the feeling that everything is coming to an end. So my first suggestion for you is step away from Facebook. I know I had to do this a while ago, spend a little less time on Facebook, actually a lot less time. And it definitely did wonders for my blood pressure and for my outlook on life. So let me just suggest get away from Facebook for a while. But the reality is we are here. Like, you made it to a new day and I made it to a new day and God decided to have the sunrise once again. So what do we do with it? That's what we're going to be talking about today. We have this day, so what? Right about now is normally when PA would grab a cup of Joe and say, take a sip together and let's get started. But I don't drink coffee and I do not drink tea. So we're going to skip that part. And if today's sermon does not go well, we're just going to blame that. Okay? All right. But let's get started with prayer, because that we can do together. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to just come before you and enjoy a new day that you have created for us. We thank you that you have something that you want us to do, Lord. We thank you that you've made us part of your plan, and we thank you that you want to speak to us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so we're going to be talking today about a day, 24 hours. So I wanted to start with, here are some things that happen in 24 hours, okay? First, a mayfly's lifespan, 24 hours. It's very short. The human heart beats over 100,000 times in one day. Approximately 365,000 babies are born on this earth every 24 hours. We donate 13 million pounds of clothes in one day. That's a weird one, I know. There are approximately 7,200 earthquakes that happen in 24 hours. We have 8.6 million lightning strikes in just one day. And this last one I was amazed by, in a country called Macedonia, look it up, they have a population around 2 million people. And in one day, they planted 6 million trees. That's unbelievable. But that's what can happen in a day. So to start off, I want to start off with the first point, point one, which we all know you have to have three in order for it to be an official sermon. So point one is that today is a gift. This day right now is a gift. I want to read from Lamentations 3:22. It says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So if you love worship songs, first, I know Kim and the worship team are out there going, new every morning, right? So you see that one there. You also have Great is Your Faithfulness, another great song we sang, Great is Thy Faithfulness, at my wedding, actually. But that's not the point, right? The point I want to focus on is that first part where it talks about the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. So it's this idea that God's love, right, the love that overcame all sin, the love that raised people from the dead, the love that first drew us to God, does not end and is the same every single day. So we're experiencing it right now. Do something for me. I want you to take a moment, you know, close your eyes if you need to. And I just want you to imagine, or not imagine, but remember that moment, a moment in your life where you're like, I felt so close to God. I truly felt God's love. Think about it for a moment. What's a moment where you truly felt so close to him? You got it? Okay, so here's the thing. That moment, the love God had for you when you felt so close to him, it's exactly how he feels about you right this moment. There's no difference. His love never ceases. It never goes up and down and maybe a little less this day. No, no, no. it's always the same for you. It burns white hot for you, right? And so that comes to you every single day. That is a gift. The second part of the scripture says, his mercies never come to an end. And mercy is just a way of saying you didn't get what you really had coming to you, right? So there's some punishment or something like that that you should have gotten that you didn't end up getting. That's mercy. To show you this, or to show an example of it, a few weeks ago, Tamara and I were asleep, and it was around 1 a.m., and she wakes me up, and she goes, I think there's something outside in the backyard. So I get up, you know, I'm going to be the brave husband, and I go to the backyard, and I, you know, I'm looking out the door, I see nothing. So I start to come back, and, you know, I remember, oh, you know, we have cameras in our backyard, and so it turns on when there's motion. So I went and checked my phone, because you can see the video. And I see a guy in my backyard, and he's taking Juliet's bike and throwing it over the fence. And then he jumps on the deck and jumps over and is gone. He has stolen Juliet's bike, the bike that she loves. So at this moment, I'm like, oh, no. So I throw on some clothes and I go running out the door. I'm going to find this guy and I'm going to get that bike back. Now, for me, because I'm 5 foot nothing, I'm running around in the middle of the night. This is actually not the safest or smartest thing I've ever done in my life. But I run into the guy. I find him. And so again, I'm 5 foot nothing. So I don't like beat him up. I just kind of scream at him and like lecture him, right? Now, if this had been, say, like Hack before his, you know, saved and sanctified days, right, before, he would have got what was coming to him, right? I feel like Hack would have handled this guy. But he got mercy. He just got me, which was nothing but I'm just going to yell at you and then take the bike and you're going to run off and we're all going to be fine, right? He didn't get what was coming to him. And I got to be honest, I didn't get what was coming to me either, because I'm little. This guy was much bigger than me, right? It could have gone very badly, but God gave me mercy. And in the end, nothing bad happened in the situation. Examples of I got mercy, he got mercy. Now, here's the thing. That's not always what mercy from God is going to look like, right? For a normal day, the mercy is really things like, I was kind of a jerk to this person, and that was wrong. Or I made a decision that was totally wrong. I said something, whatever it may be. But each and every morning when we get up, it's God, again, showing us his mercy and saying, you know what? You've got a new day to make it right. So today, we get to experience the love of God that never ceases and unending, right? And we get to experience his mercy brand new. Today, this day is a true gift from God. Point two, God has a purpose for this day. I just want to read real quick from Psalm 118. It says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So there you go. What's the purpose of the day? To rejoice and be glad in it. Done. Moving on to point three. No, I'm kidding. But that is, right? When we go and think about the idea of the mercy and the love that we're receiving from God, that's a reason to rejoice. Thank you for that, Lord. But it's not just that. He has more of a purpose for us than just that. Another quick story. So a few years ago, I worked for the New York City Department of Education. And part of my job for that was to go to different schools. And so I spent a lot of time like getting on subways, public transportation all the time. And so there was this day, I guess it was maybe like 6 years ago, where I was getting ready to go to the A train on 42nd Street. And I decided to take a different route than I normally did from my office. And I'm walking down the sidewalk and there's a clump of people. And so like, any person who had, you know, in New York, this is what you do. I got angry. The first thing was like, what are these people doing in my way? And I get up there and there's a guy laying in the middle of the sidewalk, which is also not odd for New York. This is just another day. But when I look at the guy, he's not moving. He's actually like tensed up. He's having a seizure of some sort. His whole body is like seized up and he's not breathing. And I literally see his body from his neck up. It starts going like bluish purple. It's just like rising, rising, rising. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we are all here witnessing this man about to die. I would love to tell you that I'm like this super spiritual, holy person who just goes around like, you're healed and you're healed. But that is not me. I have never been in a situation like that before. But you're in this group and nobody knows what to do. And I'm not a medical doctor. I don't know what to do either. But I'm like, okay, this is all I have right now is to pray. And so I get on my knee and I get beside him and I put my hand on his leg and I just start praying. I'm like, God, just heal him. Let this man breathe. I would love to, you know, say it was some like very eloquent, you know, prayer that should be in the Bible or something, but it wasn't. It was just heal him. And when I said amen, the guy takes a breath and he stops seizing. And we're there, and then eventually a nurse comes, and I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. I don't, that was the oddest thing that I've ever experienced, right? I'd love to say, like, that's our purpose every day. It's to go around healing people and raising dead and things like, it's not usually that. I have to be honest, it's not. I've never had that happen again, right? Most of the time, it's probably something like, you need to share this word of like love and kindness to this person. Or maybe it's you need to read this piece of scripture because 3 years from now, it's going to be really important in something you're going to do. Well, it's not as big, but it's still a very clear purpose for that day. And so I want you to know that, yes, God has a plan and a purpose for your life, right? Overall, but he also has a plan and a purpose for you today. And the thing is we got to figure out what that plan is. Point three is to know the purpose of this day, we have to know God and we've got to know ourselves. So I just have some scripture pointing to the idea of we've got to know God if we want to know our purpose, both for today and for life. 2 Peter 3:18 says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. And Psalm 119 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. All of these pieces of scripture point to the idea that we've got to know God. And as we get to know God, then we'll know his heart and his will for us, right? We'll know the way that we should go as we get to know him more. And for most of us, we're like, totally get it. I get it. The second part, though, knowing God, no problem. Knowing ourselves, it's like, I don't know. Are we supposed to just forget about ourselves? We're supposed to die to it, right? No more of ourselves, all God. But here's the thing. I've been reading this book. It's called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. I got it from one of our pastors in New York. The guy, he founded a church in Queens, so not far from here. And his name is Peter Scazzaro. I think actually Jeff has read this too. It's a great book. I've learned a lot. But I just wanted to read a little excerpt from it. And it's all about knowing ourselves. So he's talking about John Calvin. And it says, John Calvin in 1530 wrote in his opening of his Institutes of Christian Religion, our wisdom consists almost entirely of two parts, the knowledge of God and of ourselves. But as these are connected together by many ties, it is not easy to determine which of the two proceeds and gives birth to the other. And then the author says, the vast majority of us go to our graves without knowing who we are. We unconsciously live someone else's life, or at least someone else's expectations for us. And when I read that, I was like, whoa. We unconsciously live somebody else's life or their expectations for us. We try to figure out, what am I supposed to be doing? You know, what does an elder in our church supposed to act like, right? Instead of really trying to figure out, how did God make me? How do I become the best me that I can be based on what God put in me, right? When there's a verse that says, in 2 Corinthians, it says, this is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, a new creation has come. The old is gone and the new is here. And so it's the idea that God creates something new in us. And so because we're supposed to, you know, die to our old self and become new, a lot of times it's the idea of like, okay, so we don't matter anymore, but we do, because God made us a certain way, right? When I came to Christ and came to know him, yes, he made me new, but I was still Sean, and I still love sports, and I still got some of the, you know, my greatest joy and happiness when I'm able to help other people achieve something. He put a lot of good stuff in us. It doesn't mean die to everything that you are, right? Because when God created us, he looked at people and he said, that's very good, right? He put skills and he put desires and he put gifts in you that he wants you to use. And it's important that we spend time learning about not just him, but him and his creation, us. And how do we do that? We can do that through prayer, right? As we spend time in prayer and we're talking to God, he can talk to us. And we learn more about who he is, and we also learn more about who we are. We can do it through reading the Bible. As we bring in the text and as we're learning from them, we get to know more about who he is and also how did he make us as people. We can also do it through small groups. As we interact with others that, you know, brothers and sisters who have read the Bible and who have knowledge, they can share it with us, but they can also speak to us and see us in a way that sometimes we can't always see ourselves. So in order for us to really understand what the purpose of today is, we've got to know God. We've got to know ourselves. How did he make us? So just as a review, our 3 points, okay? First, today is a gift. It is a gift from God. Second, there's a purpose. God has a purpose for you today. The third, if you're going to know the purpose, you got to get to know him better, and you've got to know yourself. So I'm going to pray for us just that we can take this in, and that today we can make a difference because of what he wants us to do. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you've given us this day as a gift. We thank you that you have something for us to do, Lord. And we just cry out to you, help us understand what it is, Lord. Help us make a difference. Help us build your kingdom today. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I hope that today you go out and make a difference, that today you enjoy the gift that he's given us.
Was that an incredible message? Like Sean is just a gifted man, and so I'm blessed to be able to do life and lead alongside him at Every Nation New Jersey. And so listen, just a couple reminders before we close off is, one, I want to remind you that we have our virtual prayer line is available on Facebook Live at 11 a.m. If you need prayer for anything at all, we have a virtual prayer counselor to pray with you on our Facebook Live feed. And as well, if you'd like to speak with a pastor today at 11 a.m., we're going to be on our Zoom video conference call. We just call it virtual hospitality. We would love to meet you, pray with you. And so if you'd like to speak with a pastor, you can do that today at 11 o'clock. The Zoom conference number will be on at the end of this broadcast. And so listen, let me just say, Every Nation New Jersey, God loves you, and I think you're pretty incredible too. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Every Nation New Jersey podcast. For more information on our church, or if you'd like to give a financial gift, just go to our website, emcnj.org.